Kof Dalad Nissen, Monday the 9th of April. Rabbi Shmuel Kimchi, Hidden Messages in Parsha Shemini.
Shkoyach Rabosai. Sorry to have interrupted in the heated debate in Halacha. This is it. That's the ikar. That's the ikar. Being setting yourself a shomer for a daraisa. So if you don't have a sheet in front of you, maybe the sheets could be passed around. There are some sheets around. What I'd like to do today is three things. With your permission, firstly, I'd like to share a short story that I heard recently, impacted me, had a message for me, and it's a story with a tremendous hashgacha. That's the first thing. The second thing I'd like to do is have a look at something in the parsha, a beautiful idea from the Vilna Gaon in the parsha. And the third thing I'd like to do, if we have time, is to have a look at something in Shir HaShirim, which relates. Shir HaShirim is always, whenever I hear Shir HaShirim, I'm this Orer, and maybe to share with you a Hargasha also from the Vilna Gaon. So that's three things. The story, I heard yesterday actually that the new Milsa de Bdichusa that we have in outdoor is stories, that your Poseach, our leiv is niftach with a story. But I think this story is really mafli. In around 7-8 years ago, there was a pair of chavrusas in New York City, sitting and learning one with another, sitting and learning together. They were old time chavrusas. They'd been learning together for 20 years. And one chavrusa turns to another and says, "David, I need a loan. I need a loan. My business has taken a downturn and I need a loan." So his chavrusa turns to him and says, "You know, I'd love to. Tell me. How much do we need?" So he says, No, though, you don't understand. It's a serious loan. I need a serious loan here. This my business really is not doing well. And I need $250,000 a loan over. It's a serious loan. Yeah. For him, it was a serious loan. For some, it might not be. But I need $250,000. I'll pay you back $50,000 per annum. But I just need, there's something very urgent that I need. I'm not going to be able to get the loan from elsewhere. $250,000. Chavrusas for 20 years. He wasn't a man of means. He said, "You know, listen to me, I'll go home, I'll speak to my wife, and I'll get back to you." Goes home, speaks to his wife, and they think about it for 3 days. "Look, he's an honest guy, he's not running anywhere, you've known him for 20 years. We don't have that kind of money, let's think what we can do, how can we help him?" They decide to do something radical. It's a loan for 5 years. "We're going to go to the bank. Our house is fully paid for. We've paid for our house. Our house is worth $1 million. We'll take out a $250,000 mortgage and we'll pay it back, you know, within 5 years. That will be fine. It's a dangerous thing to do, but this is a friends of families. We've known them for years. This is not, the guy's an honest guy. It's what we're going to do." So they decide together, they go to the bank, they're both signatories, they go to the bank, they take out $250,000, they wire it to the chavrusa, and the chavrusa is beside himself with joy. He's like, he cannot believe this has actually happened, unbelievable. And true to his word, he starts paying back. What happens? 1 year later, there is a hurricane. Hurricane Sandy, in the year 2012, hits New York City. And it hits many areas on Long Island. North Shore is hit very badly. many of the houses are damaged. And on the road where the house, the mortgaged house is, all the houses suffer hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. None of the houses have insurance for flooding, but there's only one house on the block that does, because it took out a mortgage recently. With this mortgage, over the last 7-8 years, they had instated, I think after 2007 there was a hurricane, and many mortgages from 2007 onwards required a mortgage, and he had to pay. He had to pay a bit extra. He was willing to pay a little bit extra to help his friend. So he paid an extra few thousand in mortgage over those couple of years. He was happy to pay that. And all the money came back from the company, from the insurance company. And unlike all the other houses on the block, his act of chesed saved his house. Isn't that an amazing story? It's a marvelous story. There's no magic in the story. There's no crazy, you know. This is a poshut story of chesed, of b'chanunino b'zos yomar Hashem. Hashem says, you can test me when it comes to tzedakah, when it comes to chesed. What goes around comes around. I saw a beautiful remez in when it comes to tzedakah. We all know the Atbash code, famous Gemara, Shabbos Kufdalad, the Atbash. Atbash, the whole Atbash code means, if I can switch an aleph for a tof or a base for a shin, so Rav Moshe Shapiro told us that what it means is that if you shout out aleph, Hashem will send you back a tof. If you shout out a base, Hashem will send you back a shin. The Atbash is a code with a meaning, and it means that in many different areas. Tzedakah, the Atbash of Tzedakah famously is Tzedakah, right? Tzadi and Hey and Dalit and Kuf, they are Atbash letters. And when you take Tzedakah, do Atbash to Tzedakah, you get Tzedakah. When you give, you end up getting B'chanunim Abizos Yomar Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We never lose with Tzedakah. I thought it was an amazing story. Amazing story. I heard it fourth hand, and then when I told it to a friend, he said, oh, Rabbi Frant has said it in one of his Shiurim. I hadn't heard that. Could be Rabbi Fran has said it. I heard it fourth hand for an amazing story. Amazing story. Also, I was thinking, obviously, that's a chelek of the message of Pesach, because the first halacha of Pesach, Kimcha de Pischa, the first Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, is Afilu Min HaTamchui, right? The first statement that we make in the Haggadah is called Dichven Yeseh VeYechol. All the firsts in when it comes to Pesach is, in terms of Tzedakah, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. It's amazing. So, let's go on to part B of the shir. I'm actually excited about both parts, B and C, of the shir. Kashrus in this parsha, Parshas Shmini, all about kashrus, all the animals that we are allowed, are not allowed to take, right? Famously, what are the simonim of kashrus? The simonim of kashrus, chewing the cud, splits hooves, exactly right. This is Parshas Shmini. We're revisiting Parshas Shmini. So like I said, I wanted to share a story, share a beautiful Vilna Gaon on the kashrus, and then maybe share a Vilna Gaon and share a shirim. This is the Vilna Gaon has got the most amazing insight into the most enigmatic Gemara possible. Let's have a look. Have a look at your sheets over here. Have a look at letter B, halfway down the first sheet. Yumud of Tesamud base. Says the Gemara, Mikdash Rishon b'pnei Machorav, a famous Gemara. Why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? B'nei Gimel Devarim Shehayu Bo Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Arayah Shevichas Damim, the three cardinal Averis. We all know the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because of the big three. Aval Mikdash Sheni Shehayu Oskim B'Torah V'Mitzvos U'Gemilas Chasadim, the second base of Mikdash, where everyone was keeping, you know, they weren't nichshal on these three. Mipnei machorav, why was it destroyed? Mipnei shahoyso bo sinas chinam, because of sinas chinam. Famously, the lamedcha sheshkula sinas chinam keneged shlosh averus, that sinas chinam is counterpart to the three averus. And if the Gemara would have stopped there, that's a beautiful Gemara, and that is that it's something which around the 3 weeks we spend a lot of time thinking about, speaking about. Turn the page for a second. The Gemara doesn't stop there. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, the Omri Tarvayu. Rishonim shenisgale avonam, the first ones where their sins were revealed. Nisgale kitzam, the geula from those goluyos were also revealed. Right, 70 years in Bavel, Modai, Yavon. There was an end. There was a clear end to those. Acharonim, Hagalus Edom, the last one. Shelonisgale avonam. Lonis Galakitsam, the last one where their Aveira was not revealed, their end was not revealed. What does this mean? What does it mean? The first three, their end was revealed because their Aveira was revealed. For the last one, the Aveira wasn't revealed. What does that mean? It was. We know what it is. It's Sinas Chinam. Like, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? But listen to this enigmatic second statement. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Tova Tziporen Shal Rishonim. I'd rather the nails, yeah, Tzipornayim, the nails of the earlier ones, Mikreso Shel Acharonim, than the bellies, the stomach of the last one. Find me a more enigmatic statement in Chazal. What does that mean? What does it mean? The first ones, Shalom Nisgalu Avonom Nisgalu Kitzam, and the last one, Shalom Nisgalu Avonom Nisgalu Kitzam, that's statement number one. Statement number two is, I would rather the fingernails of the first ones than the bellies of the late ones. What is going on? Chazal, Gemara, Talmud Bavli, Yuma, the Testament base. What is being said over here? We all know famously. We all know famously that if we look at the next, there are four animals mentioned in Parshas Shemini that do not have split hooves or chew the cud. Am I right? Let me rephrase that. All animals that have split hooves and chew the cud are kosher. Animals that don't have one of these simonim are not kosher. Says the Torah, there are only four animals that have got one and not the other. There are only four animals in the world that have got one and not the other, which is a crazy statement to make. I know Eish HaTorah, we've got a whole series on this. You know, how does it show that the Gemara in Chulin actually says it? Tzayad Moshe, was Moshe Tzayad? That he went to the depths of Africa, and he went to undiscovered Australia, and the Americas, and he looked into every corner of the Amazon forest, and he knows that there are only four animal types in the world that have got one and not the other. How did he know that? Says the Gemara, Lahagdil Torah Lahadira, Yagdil Torah V'yadir. That's what the Gemara actually says. It just says, Hashem Chafetz Zaman says, go Yagdil Torah V'yadir. What does that mean? So Isha Torah say that it's to describe the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew certain information that is unknowable back then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I know that there are only four animal types that have got one and not the other. And if you discover a fifth one in the Amazon forest, yeah, then the whole Torah falls, but they have not. Ada Yom Hazeh, even with Google Maps, they have not found a fifth type. That's a fifth type of animal. They found different subspecies, but they haven't found a fifth type of animal that has got one and not the other, which is halodavar, which is an unbelievable thing. But that's not the topic of the shiur today. But there are many animals that have got none, like tigers, elephants, they neither have split hooves nor chew the cud. There are many animals that have both, right? Cows, sheep, and they're kosher. There are only four types that have got one and not the other. Let's read it for a second in the posuk on the first sheet. Yeah. Posuk Dal, Achazel, lo sochlu mimale agerim afrisei aparsa. Of the male gerim afrisei parsa, in Posuk Dal there, in source A, where it says number one, es hagomol, ki male gerahu, right, there's the gomol, it's male gerah, but it chews the cud, but it doesn't have, sorry, it has split, yeah, it chews the cud, does not have split hooves, that's right, the shafan, also, it chews the cud, not split hooves, the arnevis also chews the cud, not split hooves, but the chazir has got the reverse, the chazir has got split hooves, but it does not chew the cud, and famously, the Gemara, says, Chazal tell us that the Chazir lies there with its tzlofaim lamala saying, I'm kosher, I'm kosher. But it's of course not kosher, it's only pretending, it's masquerading as a kosher animal, but isn't really a kosher animal. Says the Vilna Gaon, if you notice two things. Firstly, you notice that the Medrash teaches us that the Arba Goluyos is merumas in these four animals that we are going to lay in this week's parsha. In these four animals of the gomel, the shafan, the arnevis, and the chazir are a reference to the arba goluyos, to the four exiles that the Jewish people have to undergo. Have a look at source D over here. Moshe ra'a hamalchios be'isukon. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu saw these malchios and he included them in what he was describing. Es hagamal zu bavel. It's bavel because of a pasuk in Tehillim. Asher shesharon lech es gemlech shekamalt lanu. Don't want to go through exactly why each one. The shafon zu modai. You can see that. So it's ha'arneves zu yavon. Ves hachazir zu Edom. The chazir is called Edom. Why is it called? Why is the chazir reference to Edom as well? Because it's going to be machzir atora leyoshna. It's going to bring the end of Edom. The end of Golus Edom is going to bring back the Melech HaMashiach. This is what is merumas in these four animals. Now listen to this, Rabbi Osa, listen to this. There are three animals that chew the cud but don't have split hooves. And there's only one animal that has split hooves but does not chew the cud, right? There are three. When I say chewing the cud, it's an internal kashrus, and externally it's tomei. But having split hooves and not chewing the cud is externally kosher, but internally treif. Yeah, you hear what I'm saying over here? Chewing the cud and splitting the hoof and having split hooves is not just a reference to the kashrus of animals, but it is also part of the remez is that there are two ways where you can be treif. A mensch can be treif in two ways. In his pnimius, or his chitzonius. Not chewing the cud is a problem in my pnimius. Not having split hooves is a problem in my chitzonius. What do I mean? If you have a person, I'm in the yeshiva business, and I interview boys for coming to yeshiva, and there are many things that you look for when you're trying to interview and see, is this someone who you will be able to work with in yeshiva? If a guy turns up and says, you know, I know I'm doing stuff wrong, I kind of want to change, or I know I'm not so motivated, I kind of want to be motivated, I want to be on a derech to be better, then you know there's something to work with. But if the person says, you know, I'm the best, I'm 100% kosher, yeah, and you know really they're not, then that you're almost never going to get through to them. You hear that? Yeah? If a person comes with a kashrus on the chitzonius, trying to project kashrus, but be'etzem, inside there's either unhealth or an unwillingness to do anything, then that is not the kind of person that you're able to handle. But if a person is be'etzem healthy on the inside, but is just not yet shomer enough, or I wouldn't say shomer is, but is not yet motivated, or is not yet, and he admits it, it's outside, then it's posh that you're going to be able to deal with it. Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara is telling us, a choshev yisod. Rabbi Yochanan says to us, I would much rather the fingernails of the Rishonim, the problem of the fact that the Rishonim don't, the first three animals don't have split hooves but chew the cud, than the Chazir Edom, who pretends to be kosher but actually is not kosher. You hear that? Yeah, I'm going to read it again. I think it's genius. Yeah, the Gemara. Let's have a look at that top of C. Yeah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tova Tziporen Shel Rishonim. We're talking about the first three that the topic is the first three Malchios and the first three Averos for which the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed by Edom. The second Beis HaMikdash represents the fourth Malchus, but the first three are included in that first, the Churban Rishon. The first Churban was destroyed because of the first three Malchios. The first three Malchios represent Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Domim, Klal Yisrael, were bad on the outside, but they were good on the inside. They wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the inside. But Be'etzem, their expression of it, that was problematic. But when it came to the Churban Bayis Sheni, we're all tzaddikim, but the sinas chinam, that is something which is an internal pgam. It is something which they're rotten on the inside. They might be tzaddikim on the outside. They might be giving all the meiser in the world, and they might be keeping the greatest level of kashrus with all the hidurim on the esrog, but be'etzem, there was no internal shlemus, says Rabbi Yochanan. I'd much rather tova tziporen shel rishonim mikreison shel achronim. I'd rather the problem of the fingernails, the split hooves of the first one, the external maladies, than the kreison shel achronim, than the bellies, the lack of chewing the cud, the internal maladies of the achronim. You hear that? It's an amazing. What I find staggering about this is that in a line of the Gemara, in one line of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is megales so much, but is being mechasa so much. You know, he's telling us there's so much information in the fingernails versus the bellies. There's so much going on here in terms of the descriptions of the way we should be living our lives. And it's all, says the Vilna Gaon, all inside this line of the fingernails and the tziporin. And that's what it means. Rishonim shenisgalu avonom, nisgalu kitzom. Because it was all on the outside, it was all begalui. Therefore, you can work with them. The end is going to be close. There's only going to be 70 years of Bavel. When Yaakov Avinu has the dream, you know, the different malachim go up different notches representing the different years. And Yaakov Avinu says, this is 70, this is 135. You know, we can handle this. But when it comes to Edom, where it's all hidden, the Averas are all hidden, that takes a long time for us to come to be able to work on, and that is what Rabbi Yochanan means. I'd much rather the fingernails than the bellies. I think it's a hafledika Vilna Gaon. And that was the second piece that I wanted to share with you. I see that I do have some minutes left, am I right? Yeah. I've still got some minutes left. So I wanted to share with you, I don't recall if I've shared this with you in the past, but it's every time I read Shir HaShirim, there is the most, it's the most heart-wrenching shir ever to have been written. I don't recall if I've ever spoken about it in this forum, but when we were reading it 2 days ago, it was ma'orer many feelings within me. Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kadoshim, right? It's all about Ava. Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, in Yodayim, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadoshim, Rabbi Akiva. All of Rabbi Akiva's statements are actually about Ahava, V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Zeklal Gadol B'Torah. Rabbi Akiva also was willing to die for Ahavas Hashem. Everything is about Rabbi Akiva, is about being able to see the bigger picture. His Mishnah, Perkei Avos, foreknowledge and free will, is being able to expand, see beyond. But it's Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kadoshim. Why? What is the Kodesh Kadoshim about it? Listen to the storyline for 1 minute of Shir HaShirim. And feel the message and the pain of Shir HaShirim, and I think also the pain and the message of Pesach to Shavuos. Listen to this, unbelievably. The whole shir is about the dod and the raya, about the beloved and the lover, about the ish and the isha. And from the very beginning of Perek Aleph, the lady, the raya, is saying to the man, Moshcheni acharecha narutza, I want to come after you. Where Heviani, she's fantasizing in her mind, Heviani amelech adarav, I want kirva, I want you. It's obviously a moshel to Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the raya, we want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But she is saying, back to the moshel, she is saying, Moshcheni acharecha narutza. And every time she is saying, I want closeness, he says, she asks him in Parak 1, Eicha tireh, Eicha tarbitz batzaharayim, where are you shepherding your flock in the midday? I want you. And he says, what are you talking about? Now it's not Eis Dodim, it's not the time for love. You know, wait 1 second. Yeah. Im lo seid ilach hayafa banashim, tz'ilach b'ikve atzon, follow the tracks. You'll find me later. Follow the tracks. This is not the time. And again, she goes and she's fantasizing the next day or later in the day. The sun is a little bit lower. And she goes up to him and she says, you know, Anicha v'tzeles asharon. She's describing herself. And again, she thinks to herself, Smolo tachas l'roshi minu tzachapkeni. And he again responds to her, Hishbati eschem b'notz Yerushalayim. I made you swear into Iru, into Arus, Ahavat, Shetechpats, don't let it happen before the time is right. It's not the right. Ad Shenosu Hatzlolim, let's wait till the shadows grow long. We're still daytime, it's not nighttime. Wait. This isn't Lohigia Eis Dodim. So again, she waits in the night, Perek 3, Al Mishkavi Balelos. It's now night, she's lying down in her bed. I'm still waiting, I'm still looking, I'm still yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. She says, I'm going to get up. She goes up. She walks around. She asks, you know, she asks the people around, have you found my beloved? You know, and she's fantasizing. And again, the time is right. You wait for me. Don't come looking for me. Wait for me. I'll be there. And she searches and searches and searches and she searches. And the beginning of chapter 5, she's exhausted. She's done. And she's lying down. Ani yesheno v'libi er. I'm asleep, but my heart is still awake. Er is gematria 270. We keep 270 out of the 630 mitzvahs nowadays. Ani yesheno in the golus. Klal Yisrael are asleep. V'libi er. My heart is still pumping. Yeah, with the 270 mitzvahs that we keep still today. Yeah, and kol dodido fake. Suddenly, we hear the knocks. She hears the knocks of beloved saying, Piskili achosi ra yosiyo nosisa mosi. You've endured 4 goluyos. You know, it's now, it's higia zman. This is it. Zmana geula, and the most tragic pasuk in all of Nach. Most tragic pasuk in all of Nach is, she turns to him and says, It's too late. Poshatati eskutonti, says the Vilna Gaon, I've taken off my cloak of worthiness. I don't have the midos anymore, I don't have the mitzvos anymore, Eichachoel Boshenah, there's no way Eicha. Eichachoel Boshenah, there's no way I can put it on. I've rochatzti esraglai. I've washed my feet from the avak of the Talmidei Chachomim. There's no shemitz of Torah left in me. Eichachot on fame. There's no way I can again be misavik v'afar shaviraglehem. There's no way I can do that anymore. It's too late. I'm not the Klal Yisrael you thought I was, says the 90% assimilated Klal Yisrael to Hashem at the times of the Defika. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. Then the dote, he puts his hand through the dote, sholach yodo. And I got to find it over here, but I'm out of time. Yeah. Dodi sholach yodo min achor. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants Klal Yisrael, he still wants her. And she sees that. May I homo alav. Kam tiani liftach dodi. She wakes up, she runs the door. She opens the door. Dodi chomak ovar. Oh, she missed the moment. Dodi chomak ovar. After chasing him, after waiting for him, after longing and pining for him, she missed the moment. What does she do? She runs out. She runs out. He's left. Nafshi yotza b'dabra b'kashtiv lo mitzakra. Sivala, I call out into the streets. Mitzauni, she runs out into the streets, frantically looking for her dod. Mitzauni ha-shomrim ha-sovim ba'ir, the umos ha-olam find her. Hikuni pitzauni. They put her into Auschwitz. They put her into Treblinka. They sent crusades and they burn communities alive. They beat her up. And she's lying there in 1943 in the crematoria. And she's lying there. And there's one thing she says to the Umas Olam. There's one thing she says. Hishbati eschem benos Yerushalayim. She says, if you find my beloved, matagidulo, what are you going to tell my beloved? Says the Vilna Gaon. What does it mean? Matagidulo? What are you going to tell me? Rak! Tell him only, shecholas ahava oni. Don't tell him about Auschwitz. Don't tell him about the pain I've had to endure al kiddush shemo. Just tell him, shecholas ahava oni. There is nothing else that matters except our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing, nothing else. Lying bloodied on the floor. She's saying this crazy, crazy. Madodeich midod hayafo banoshim. Madodeich midod shekacha ishbatanu. How can you say such a thing? What kind of relationship do you have? And then we have the whole of Anim Zemiros. Dodi tzach v'odom. You know, Rosh Okesem Paz. Kavutu sovr sisei lairi. You have all of the. You don't understand the relationship. So they turn to her and say, Ono holach dodeich? Vakshenu imach? Let's go and find him with you. Come on, include us, Umos Ha'olam, in your relationship, Klal Yisrael. She says, no. Ani ledodi vedodi li. There's nothing else. There's only me and him. There is no third wheel in this relationship. And the message of Shir HaShirim, and it's really the message of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Pesach is the moment of Hisgalus. Matzah is the willingness that we have to be at that moment of the Fika, not to stay there lying down, but to be willing to get up and leave. After Pesach, the moment of Hisgalus, comes Matzah, which represents Shalo Ispiku Batzeikom, to rise, and they ran out after it. 4/5 don't manage to do it. Chamushim Olu, 1/5, 20% of Klal Yisrael manage to live up to this message of when there's a moment of Hisgalus, there's a moment of Hisorus, when there's the Defika Badeles, says Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kadoshim, that is where the depth of the relationship exists. But Hashem, we should be Zocher to know how to capitalize on that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always help us find depth in His Torah to be able to understand the messages of Chazal.
Excellent, thank you.